Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. How are you doing? I hope you're really, really well. I've just got back from a holiday. I've just been to Kefalonia for 6 days, which was much needed and very much suited me this time because I was still allowed to work. And I have to just accept who I am. I want to work all the time. It's what's important to me. So I've had a lovely time with a mix of being waited on, beautiful views, early morning hikes, and still being able to carry on with my work, because at the moment I'm attempting, and it may all end in disaster, but I'm attempting to write a book. So I don't think that I would have done that if I'd realised quite how much work it was going to be. Oh, seemed like a good idea when I started. And you know, the problem is not coming up with things to write. It's flying out, but it's almost that my fingers can't keep up with everything that I want to say, and it just takes so long. And I'm an impatient person. This does not suit my temperament. But anyway, that's what I'm doing. That's what I've been doing. And we'll see how that unfolds, and if it does and if it doesn't. But it's got me thinking about a lot of things. And of course, a change of scene, as always, gets you thinking about things and then coming back to your life, that inescapable reality in which you reside, also makes you think about things. So there's some things I wanted to talk to you guys about today. But first of all, before I go down all of my crazy winding rabbit holes, is I normally record these podcasts quite far in advance, just because it's nice to have them all lined up. And today I am recording on the day of release. In fact, today's podcast will be out late, because by the time I've edited this, it will not be on time. And that is just how I like to work. And I listen back to them after they're live, which I know is a bit nuts and is probably not how a professional would do it. But there's so much imposter syndrome and so many aspects of just listening to yourself talk that are absolutely vomitous, cringous, that I do just chuck it out there, which is why sometimes you guys get the weird noises, the sentences that don't make sense, the ums, the ahs, all of that kind of thing, because it is completely unedited every time. It either works or it doesn't, and it just goes out there because it's real. And so I was listening to one of the recent podcasts, and I'd had that question from that listener come in where they had asked if I did free stuff. And it was really interesting listening to my response to that versus the response that I thought I had given to that. And this is all to do with my resistance and my own judgment on myself, because I do want spirit to be available to everybody. I absolutely do. It's part of the reason I do this podcast. I appreciate how much spirit have changed my life, and I don't want to not make it available to anybody else. Equally, it is a job, and trying to find that sweet spot in there is always very, very difficult and very, very hard. I know a lot of mediums that just carry on with their day job and work in the evenings for sitters and things like that. And you've got to find that space of which is comfortable to you. But it came across, I think, because of my resistance as quite, I don't know, I just didn't like it. I didn't like the way I delivered it. And whilst I agree with everything I say, because I do this podcast for free and it is a labour of love, I felt kind of, I don't know. Anyway, so I wanted to say I would love to do loads of things for free. I really, really would. But it's just not possible in the world that we live in to I've obviously not put my phone on silent. See, this is what I mean. The professionalism of it is just amazing. So I don't know. It just feels like I need to say, it's not that I don't want to. It's that I can't. And it is very hard when you do for a living what you would do for fun in your spare time, and trying to find that space in there, trying to find that space. I mean, you guys know I've talked about money quite a lot on this podcast, and I will say this, in my experience, people that pay bring a different energy, but that doesn't mean there aren't exceptions to that rule where there are people who can't afford to pay, who would be so grateful to be there that they would bring the right energy. It's finding those people in amongst the noise of people who are very entitled. It's one of the reasons you won't catch me doing as many Facebook Lives as I used to, because I just got so fed up with it. And I got rid of my supporters because that was £3.49 a month, I think I was charging. And then Facebook take whatever percentage they take off. And you have to wait, I think it was about 3 months for the money to actually come in from Facebook. So, and it was never really about making money and becoming rich, although obviously part of it is about food and bills and clothes and covering those things. But even within that, people were paying £3.49 and I was getting comments and messages sent to me with this just huge amount of entitlement of, well, you've charging me and I haven't had a message off you this week. I had one off you last week, but I want one this week, and things like that. And it just became, my people pleasing just goes into overdrive. And things like that are really dangerous for me. I have to be very, very careful. I had to get rid of my entire membership program because of that, because I just give and give and give and give. So it was funny because I was trying to be empowered, but also hold a space of sympathy and love, because I know it's difficult when you want to develop and you can't afford it. I know that was hard for me, and find that space. And I feel like I missed the mark. So I just wanted to acknowledge that because it's important. Now, talking about money is really funny because I've had quite an interesting experience. So next July, I am doing a in-person retreat, and I'd booked this venue. I'd looked at venues, spent hours. You know how looking online can just sometimes make you feel vaguely suicidal because it just takes so long to find places, and everything was so expensive and eye-wateringly so. And I found this venue that appeared to be pretty good value, and I booked it. I was very excited about it and drove for it was a 4-hour round trip in torrential rain. It was the worst driving conditions I've ever driven in. Very, very reduced visibility. Got there and nobody was there. And I was thinking, am I in the right place? And then I rang them. It was a very interesting conversation. And I said, hi, it's me, it's Hannah. I thought I had an appointment with you at 10:30. And they said, yes, 10:30 to 11:00. And I went, well, I'm here. And they went, well, you're early. And I said, it's 10:35. And they said, yes, 10:30 till 11:00. And I said, well, it's 10:35. And they said, yes, so you shouldn't be there yet. And I went, what? What time did you want me then? And they said, well, 10:45, because your appointment's 10:30 to 11:00. So we don't expect you to be there right at the start. That was the first red flag. And then I went to look around the venue, and they knew I was turning up to take photos and videos for my social media. And it was filthy. Just so disgustingly dirty. And I just thought, I can't, I don't want to stay here. I can't invite other people to stay here. It's just awful. So I had to cancel that and find another venue. And now I found another venue. It's, oh my God, what is it? 5 times the price? Something like that. But it's beautiful and clean and everyone's got their own bedroom and all the bedrooms are en suite, and it just is much, much, it's a step up. But the flip side of that is, of course, the price, which has then brought up all my imposter syndrome with money again, and who am I to charge this kind of price, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So working through that, I had to borrow money off my husband to pay for the venue because they wanted all the money up front, and trigger, trigger, trigger. And then isn't it interesting? I've had more bookings for that one already than I did for the other. So just goes to show, doesn't it, your resistance and what you think you can work with and what the universe wants to teach you. So if you're interested, guys, I'd love to have you with us. It's 5th of July 2023 for 5 wholesome nights in Tunbridge. And it's a beautiful bespoke retreat venue that is called Fair Oak Farm. You can look it up online, and it's just for people who do retreats. So it's got everything we could possibly need, and it will only be us on site. So 15 of you and me and Amanda, and I can't bloody wait. I cannot wait. But yeah, so that's been going on, and again, interesting, isn't it? That resistance always of, I don't feel that I'm worth this. I don't feel like I'm good enough, and trying to work through that. And I do think that's the process. I see a lot of money manifesting things, and there seems to be almost a dialogue on Instagram of, I will teach you how to charge a lot by charging a lot for the course that you're going to go on to teach you how to charge a lot. And I just don't honestly think it's as simple as doing a 1 week course, believing in your abundance and moving forward. I think your programming takes time to override. I think it takes you time to settle in. And I do think that money has its own frequency connected to worth, how you feel about yourself. And as we know, that's not a quick journey, is it? That's something you have to work on for life. The journey of self-limitation, self-belief, and giving you and permission. So working through that, and I'm definitely in a space of that at the moment, because what with writing a book and having that imposter syndrome, doing an expensive retreat and having that imposter syndrome, and everything else that's going on, just loads coming up for me, loads. And it would certainly be easier to hide all of that and pretend it wasn't happening, but then it wouldn't be true, would it? So there's that going on. I've also, while we're talking about this obviously healing space that I'm in at the moment, and we all know, don't we? We all know that healing is normally you get triggered, you get cracked open, you hemorrhage, you deal with it, you pick up the pieces, you move forward, you are different. That seems to be how healing works. I know we can all say it's lovely and fluffy, but I think in reality it's harder and arduous and ongoing. Anyway, so I've had this friend, person I've known for many years that I've always tried to help and always tried to be there for, and they are the kind of person that takes quite a lot without meaning to energetically. And I've worked with them in spirituality for a good few years, and they have always taken quite a lot of time, attention, focus, that kind of thing. And I have one closed circle, which has been going for quite some time, with people that I've worked with for a long, long time. And I'm always teetering around with it because I love those ladies. I love them. And I want to hang out with them. I want to be with them. But I'm super busy, and it's finding the balance there. And I think we always have resistance, don't we, to letting things go. And I know that Spirit have asked me many times to let that circle go, and many times I have resisted and said, no, I will keep on going. So I've kept on going, and that person has been a massive part of the reason, because I know how much, well, I thought I knew how much they valued me and the group and everything like that. And isn't it interesting? There's me quietly minding my business on Facebook, and a post comes up from an ex-student of mine. And that ex-student royally shit on me. There's no other way to say it. Absolutely. Came and learned from me, pretended to be my friend, then created a business that was a duplicate of mine, with no shame, just nothing. Everything that I did, they then did. It was absolutely painfully upsetting, but a really good lesson for me in being a teacher and being taken for granted and boundaries and barriers and all of that kind of thing. And it's always painful. I would love to say to you guys, in the years that have passed, I don't feel like I've been stabbed in the heart by it, but I do. I absolutely do. And of course, that group know all about that. They've been on that journey with me. Well, of course, I'm sure you've guessed the end. I'm scrolling on Facebook, and then I see that this person that I've kept this group open for because I feel like they need it and they want it has been going to see this person who pooped all over me. And is commenting as a top fan on their Facebook page, saying what a wonderful evening they had at theirs. And it's not that I don't think that you should go and see the medium you are drawn to. I hope that you know that. I absolutely, passionately believe that you should go and see the medium that you are drawn to. And it's not even that the person in my circle has done anything wrong. It's me that's been in the wrong here, because it's me that has kept that group open and kept it going with this kind of sense of duty / restriction of myself, telling myself that I'm doing it for them, telling myself that I've got to keep on with it, holding that space for times gone past. It's me that did that. Spirit didn't ask me to. In fact, Spirit have made it very, very clear that I should have closed that group at least a year ago. It's me. It's me that has been saying to myself, well, I need to do it for them. And there's a bit of ego in there, isn't there? There's a bit of ego in there of, I am the saviour. I am the one that they come to. I need to keep it running for them because they need me. And all of that disempowerment, it's all my bloody fault. And I'm sulking with that at the moment as well. Because there's nothing like a spiritual slap, is there, to make you realise how wrong you've been getting it. And you need these things. You need these shocks to pull you out of your dialogue that you're telling yourself, that story that is running in your mind all the time. Sometimes to get it broken, you have to have that beat, that moment that smacks you round the chops and you go, oh, bugger. And this is one of those. So yeah, I'm glad for them that they are having other experiences and seeing other teachers. You guys know, I highly recommend that. But equally, isn't that just bloody hilarious that I've been keeping it open for them so that they would experience what they needed to? And they've gone off anyway to find it, not just from anyone, but from the person that they know broke my heart. Isn't it ironic, don't you think? A little too ironic. Yeah, I really do think. Bollocks. Anyway, so that's been going on too. Yay. And again, I see this kind of thing on social media with these spiritual teachers where they put themselves on platforms where they can never really say that they're struggling or they're pain or they're selfish or they're feeling annoyed, or because there seems to be this idea that we need to be something other than human to be spiritual. But this is why we came here, guys. We came here to be grumpy and annoying and judgmental and angry, normally aimed all at ourselves. We came here for these experiences because, as Spirit was saying to me yesterday when I was having a boohoo about all of this, we are, our souls need that contrast. But I feel also in the spirit world, it's good all the time. So they kind of crave it not being good. Sound weird, but does this make sense? Craving that not being good so that you've got, you can enjoy the good stuff. Craving that, oh my goodness, somebody's done this to me, I can't believe it, I thought they were my friend. But also your soul is craving that because it's, it makes the good times better. It makes it more of a contrast. It, yeah, if you're just in a great space all the time, what does that give you? You need a little bit of something to rise. That's my excuse and I'm sticking to it. Something else I've been thinking about is the idea of a calling and what a calling feels like. And I think I'm finally starting to accept that I have had a calling from Spirit, that I have got a calling from Spirit. And the idea that I had that a calling, if you were called with Spirit, you would have had, you know, seen ghosty people since you were a child, or you would have, I don't know, something a bit more tangible. For, I think I've watched too much Lord of the Rings, because for me it's always Gandalf the Grey plucking the ring from the fire and telling me that I've got to go on a quest. I'm as hairy as Frodo. That's kind of what I was expecting. So to be in that space of, well, yeah, waiting, still waiting for that validation from Spirit, which of course is an internal validation because you are Spirit. We know this, but it doesn't help, does it? We know it, but we still go, bah. Anyway, so knowing all of that, and I think I thought a calling was one moment, a moment in time that is obvious and explosive and life-changing. And what I have found is that my calling has been lengthy and ongoing. And in moments I can accept it, and in other moments I deny it. Strengthening through difficulty. So I can, in honesty, look back at every single bit of trauma and shit that I went through and understand the purpose that it served to get me to this moment. And I know some of it I caused for myself, and I could have got to this moment a lot quicker, but doesn't it help to have bumbled around a little bit so you can really value it when you're there? But just understanding that quiet acceptance that started to come in, and it's not I have a calling, even though I've just said it's like that. It's more like, okay, I'm going to give myself permission to do the things that I wanted to do anyway. And that's kind of interesting. Not I have a calling so I'm allowed to do this, but just I'm going to do it anyway because I want to. That's a very different space, but I actually think that is what a calling feels like. And we're all out here, aren't we, waiting for the big stuff, for the knowing, for that moment where we go, I've got it. And I've had it so many times, from in messages, in readings, in experiences. I mean, it's not that Spirit haven't shown it to me many, many times, but it hasn't been so big and so strong that my humanness couldn't overwrite it and hold myself back again. So you sort of take a step forward, you allow yourself that step forward, then you think, actually, should I do this? And then you hold yourself in that space, and then you step back, and then you go for a reading, and they say you can step forward, and you step forward a couple, and then you go, am I allowed to be here? This feels rude. Who am I to be here? And then you step back again. And I think that is the human condition, But I also think there's power in recognizing that is still a calling. It's still a calling. When you can't leave it alone, when you can't step away from it, that is a calling. And that calling for you with mediumship may be as simple as, I just love it. That's all it is for me. I just love it. I just find it fascinating. I just can't believe that we're all going around in our lives and this magic is here and I can't leave it. And I choose it sometimes. You know, my husband, my poor husband on holiday was like, do you want to hang out? And I was like, nope, I'm writing. I'll see you at lunchtime. And I'm sure that doesn't make me particularly the greatest wife in the world, but I love it so. I love talking about mediumship. I love talking about spirituality. It is everything to me. And that is a calling. So if you've got something in your life, whether it's mediumship or something else, that all paths lead back to, don't expect the universe to bring it to you in this one pinnacle, life-changing moment that you never take a step back from. It can be a slow burn. It can be just, yeah, you allowing the permission and moving into that. And I really want to talk to you about that because that's really, as always, coming up for me. And understanding, of course, that the idea of a calling where it becomes easy is completely and utterly incorrect. Incorrect. And it's so funny, isn't it? Because we look at spirituality and we all have that kind of disempowering idea that if we find the right path, the set path where we should be, we'll be able to move along it with ease and grace and it will be wonderful. We all have that idea. And yet look at the greatest medium of all time, Jesus. Look at his journey. Was his journey bump free? Was it easy? Did he not ask his father why he had forsaken him? Where does this idea come from? Where does it come from that if it's meant for us, it will be easier? And why aren't we talking about the fact that it's actually about overcoming it again and again and again and again? And that is still a calling. And that is, I think, for all of us, the most valid calling. They're talking to me now about, it's not imposter syndrome, I can't quite get the word, but this willing suspension of disbelief, but also the sort of suspension that people feel that they need to do in spiritual circles where they only talk about the good stuff and they only, this is how I knew I was supposed to do it. And this kind of ongoing, self-fulfilling, so much for me not making noises on this podcast. Whoops, sorry if you were asleep there. This ongoing, self-fulfilling idea that keeps being told and spreading, this idea that you can get to a certain place and it's easy, and you can get to a certain place and you are so connected to source that it's all perfect and wonderful. But I don't think that's real. I just don't. You can make your life better, don't get me wrong. You can make your life better. You can definitely manifest negativity into your life through your mindset and your emotions. We know this. We know this law of attraction. But I also think if you're on a mediumship development journey, if you are setting that intention of, I want to be a medium, I want to work with the spirit world, you will need your energy to be shifted, prepared, molded, and you will need to work on yourself. And it won't be perfect, it will be imperfect, and you will be working on some things for years and years, and you will think you've put things to bed, and then your human will bring them back up again, and you will open that wound all over again. And that is the way that it's supposed to be. And this social media version of mediumship, where it's diluted, and I'll show you my highlights, and I've made a beautiful image here because I'm so spiritual, and I'm going to tell you that you can overcome everything with mindset is a problem, because it's that that when the shit hits the fan, we think we're doing something wrong, and we disconnect ourselves from source because we think, well, this isn't going the way that I thought it was going to, or this is hurting, or I shouldn't be human and be jealous or upset or hurt about that. I should allow it. Namaste, namaste. And actually, that then pinches you off from source, because you're then judging your feeling, you're judging your natural state of being, because feeling like it's wrong. Feeling like it's wrong. So that's where I'm at, guys. Where are you at? But isn't it interesting, this stuff, and how one little thing can crack you back open into all of that feeling from the past for you to sit in again. And always, I say this with healing, we always think of healing as being linear, and I think it's spherical, spiraling, round and round and round. It goes round, and you have to go round and round and round. And if you imagine it like a clock, every time you hit midday, you have to go back through that memory, that cycle. And every time you experience it differently, because you've grown, you've changed, you've shifted. So as you've gone through 1 to 11, you've had different experiences that have opened you up, and hopefully you've allowed more of your true self to come out, because that is the key. We're all undoing the idea of who we thought we should be rather than who we are. And when you hit midday, you get that lesson back again, and you think, oh, I haven't been doing healing work on this at all. But you have. You're different. But it's also about approaching it again from your new space, your new mindset, your new understanding, and so on and so forth. And it doesn't invalidate what you've already done. That's the other thing they're talking to me about, is growth. I've got to redo my Starting with Spirit and my 6-week healing course, because since I recorded those, my understanding from the spirit world has exploded, and I need to do them again. And I'm going to just re-record them from the beginning again, keep the structure, but redo them. And there's kind of a human resistance to that, because there's almost like, well, if I'm redoing those, doesn't that mean that they weren't good enough to begin with? And understanding the value in what they gave, but also understanding that there's more I can now give. And always with spiritual development, I find that the more I give, the more up-to-date information I share with you all, the more information comes in from spirit, which is why I've had such a year here of growth. That means that I've now got to spend a huge amount of time re-recording things. Wow, wow, wow. But because it is different, and I do want it to be up-to-date, and I do want it to be the most recent understanding. But again, understanding that doesn't invalidate what I've given so far, and sitting in all of that. Isn't it a complicated web we weave? I hope this podcast isn't just an absolute crock of shit. I hope it makes sense. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please do check out my website, hannahmedium.co.uk, because there's so much stuff coming up. Live events, workshops, online courses. I've got a beginner's mediumship course starting in January, but also an advancing mediums course starting in January. And I do feel that change is afoot. So when those courses have finished, I'm not sure what will come up next, but I don't know if I'm going to have that much time to do another course like that until possibly the year after or much later in the year. So don't miss out. Love to have you with us. Don't hold yourself back because you're waiting for a calling, as we all do. And regardless, let me know your thoughts, email in your questions, and I will catch up with you all again soon. Have a great day.